Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Before we jump in, we must warn you this episode contains explicit content, such as sexual abuse, that may be disturbing to some people. Listener discretion is advised.
Also, if this is the first time you're listening to Sacred Scandal, everything will make a lot more sense if you start with episode 1. Alondra Ocampo's road to hell on earth began around 1990. When she was 8 years old. Every August, La Luz del Mundo members from all over the world descend on Hermosa Provincia to celebrate the church and its reigning apostle. And Alondra's family was no exception, making the 1,500-mile trek from Los Angeles to Guadalajara. On such occasions, kids and adults celebrate separately. The adults go to the Grand Temple, where emotionally charged ceremonies filled with wailing, prostrations, and tears can last for hours. The kids are sent to day camp, free childcare, courtesy of LLDM. That's what happened to Alondra. Her parents went to temple, and she went to the kids' room. And that's when it happened. Alone in the children's room, away from her parents, a woman in charge of babysitting the children picked little Alondra out from the crowd. She brought the 8-year-old to a separate room where the Apostle Samuel Joaquin was waiting. He sat her in his lap, caressed her face, and proceeded to rape her. She cried and screamed in pain. She could not understand what was happening to her, but the unknown woman who took her there, all through the ordeal, kept telling her how this was God's will. This was the path to heaven for her and her family. When it was over, Alondra was instructed to keep it all a secret. If she told, she would damn her loved ones to hell. And keep it a secret she did, entering a world of abuse that would continue for over 30 years. Alondra's story is not unique. We've heard versions of it before, with Xochitl and her aunt, with Moises and his sisters, and every one of them, Xochitl, Xochitl's mother and her aunt, Moises' sisters and mother, was brought to the apostle by an older woman. Oftentimes it was a woman in their own family, someone they trusted. And sometimes, like with Alondra, it was just any woman from the church, one of the many that took care of the apostle's needs. In today's episode, we explore one of the most twisted parts of La Luz del Mundo's story. The women who helped the apostles in their depraved acts. They're not an official entity inside LLDM, but they are very well known. So well known that the Mexican press gave them a name. The Vestals. A reference to the Greco-Roman virgin priestesses chosen from highborn families and granted rights and freedoms other women didn't have. Often victims of abuse themselves, these women helped the apostles groom young girls and boys for their pleasure. Like the Joaquins and their crimes, the pattern began with the original apostle, Aaron, and with his wife, Elisa Flores. This is Sacred Scandal, Season 2, Episode 6, The Vestals. The tragic irony of a religious organization like La Luz del Mundo is that its members often find the cult at a dark moment in their lives. For example, Xochitl Martin's great-grandmother joined in the 1930s, when LDM was just a small-time church on the outskirts of Guadalajara under Apostle Aaron.
My grandpa's mother and my grandmother's mother, who were members of the cult in Baja California, they came from very broken homes, abusive husbands. You know, my great-grandfather was abusive and he was a pedophile.
At first, she felt like she had found community, a safe haven from her husband's many abuses.
And so, can you just imagine how this poor girl is in a place in her life where she feels that she's all alone and abused in her life? So she finds an organization that tells her she's special and loved. You know, she was a very beautiful woman.
And that feeling, the feeling of belonging, of being wanted and important, that the cult gives you, coupled with the thought control we discussed in previous episodes, means that when the abuse starts up, it feels normal, almost like a blessing. To reject it would mean rejecting this community that gives you such a warm, special feeling. And this pattern of abuse in LLDM is nothing new. As Xochitl says, it began with Aaron.
I believe that Aaron, well, Eusebio, essentially, was a sick person, and he was a pedophile.
The cult's first big public scandal was in 1942, when it came out that the Apostle Aaron had raped and impregnated his stepsister, Guadalupe Abelar González, the daughter of his father's second and much younger wife.
So you have this powerful man who is already sick, who has access to little girls around him.
On December 26, 1942, the Guadalajara newspaper El Occidental published testimonies from people who had left the church, recounting Aaron's frequent abuses of very young women. While Aaron abused many young girls in the church, there was one case that was particularly sordid. When Aaron's father passed away, he stepped in to take care of his stepmother and stepsister. Aaron started abusing his stepsister when she was just 11 years old and under his care. She bore him a son in 1935 when he was almost 40 and she was barely 14. When the family was informed of the pregnancy, Aaron's wife Elisa tried to cover up her husband's rape and incest by making the pregnancy disappear. She arranged for Guadalupe to miscarry. The girl refused and fled to a neighboring state to give birth safely. Despite this very public scandal and Aaron's obvious improprieties, not only was he abusing young girls, he was also cheating on his wife. Elisa stayed. And not only did she stay, she tried to cover up his wrongdoings. Which is one aspect of the LLDM story I've always been curious about. The women. All of the apostles had wives. Wives who were close to their husbands and oversaw various duties of running the church's businesses. They all shared the apostles' glory. And they all followed Elisa's footsteps, not only covering their husband's crimes, but often aiding and abetting them. What were they thinking? So, I asked Xochitl Martin.
Did any of you meet the women of the apostles? Because that interests me highly, like, because they knew. I mean, I'm thinking they knew what was happening. How can they condone what their husbands were doing?
The wives, like actual wives of the apostles?
Yes, I mean, exactly, the actual wives. I mean, Elisa Flores, Eva Garcia, y Alma Zamora.
Eva Garcia was the wife of Samuel Joaquin, and Alma Zamora is the wife of Nason Joaquin. And they all seem to follow Elisa's founding tradition of covering up their husband's crimes to a T.
Well, Elisa and Eva would essentially be their first groomers of their husbands.
Xochitl never met Aaron's wife, but she knew Eva. Of her, Samuel used to say, "God has not given me as a companion a woman, but an angel." Xochitl saw her often, but under a different light.
Eva never spoke, but she was always there. She was always around.
Xochitl remembers Eva standing watch over the ritual erotic dances she participated in as a young girl of 10. The ones where she, along with other young LLDM teens and tweens, performed for Samuel, sometimes wearing sexy underwear and erotic costumes, sometimes nothing at all.
So she was present.
She was there. Yeah, she was there. And she very much knew that he had his concubines and all the abuse that would happen to these young women and the boys and the little girls is something that for sure Eva knew.
The tradition of the apostle's wife not just standing by but actively participating in the abuses continued with Nason's wife, Alma. Something Xochitl also knows about firsthand.
I was a young girl. I was 16, 17 years old when she saw her husband take me to his office and keep me there for 3 hours at a time, you know, and she would listen to a lot of the noises that would happen. And it's like, you never thought of opening the door or saying, hey, you know, maybe this kid needs help.
And Xochitl was not the only survivor who witnessed Alma ignore and sometimes even take part in her husband's abuses. Occasionally, she even got into bed with her husband and his victims.
I met some of the other survivors of Nason and how some of them even said she was in bed with him. And so that just proves to me, and I'm like, she's just a person who couldn't give two shits about all the abuse that was happening around her. Just don't get me involved.
Xochitl confidently says the wives of the apostles are totally complicit.
But in the end, she's just as guilty because she saw it happen for years and it just was not convenient for her to speak.
We can only guess as to why these women don't speak up and stand idly by as their husband commits these horrible crimes. But as Xochitl says, it's not in their best interest. For one, it would jeopardize their comfortable lifestyle as the wives of the apostles. And for another, participating enables them to strengthen their partner's power, and thus their own. Power-wise, LLDM basically works like a giant pyramid scheme. The apostles are at the top. Ordinary members of the congregation are at the bottom. And in the hierarchy, between the apostles and the congregation are men, because it's only men who hold positions of power in LLDM, like ministers, deacons, pastors, and bishops, who are always looking for ways to climb the ranks.
So you have your membership, and within these members, you always have one that says, hey, I want to do something more for LDM. I want to do something more for my people.
So maybe LLDM would send this eager member and his family on a mission to a small outpost, like Hawaii, say, or San Antonio. And it's up to that missionary to make the church grow.
So you have to preach a certain amount of hours throughout the day so that people want to listen more. And the more members you have, the more money you can bring in and the more power.
And while more members equal more money, the apostles not just looking at the bottom line. If you don't belong to one of the important LLDM families, to advance ranks, it's necessary to accomplish big projects, become a star recruiter, or perhaps offer certain blessings to the apostle. Xochitl says the church's inner council considers all of this when a member asks to advance to the next level.
What have you done for me in these past 15 years that now you want to be a deacon, right? And so then the apostle says, this is the amount of money they've brought in. Hey, they've had at least 2-3 parties where the apostle is very happy with this minister for some reason. And it's usually because the wife already has certain dances that they're a part of, maybe one girl or two girls in that particular church. And you start to have trust. You start to gain trust within that group.
The dances. Those dances Xochitl performed in when she was younger, when Eva just stood there, watching over, are major grooming events. In LLDM, it's forbidden to dance, except when the apostle comes to town, and the handmaidens ask children, already selected and approved, to dance for him. The dances act as a sort of gateway to future abuses. Finding pretty young boys and girls for the apostle is almost like currency in LDM. One that could get you a bigger church, or a prime wife, or a special commission with access to more clout. And that's for the men. The people who can hold official titles inside the church. For women in LDM, becoming a groomer or handmaiden, it's one of the few ways they can get a taste of power in their otherwise helpless existence inside the church. More on that after the break.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The group of women inside LLDM known to the Mexican press as the Vestals began when Samuel took over for Aarón back in 1964. They were chosen only from the most loyal families. In the beginning, from Aarón's old mistresses, and then from Samuel's closest lovers. They had many duties. They tended Samuel's house, hid his porn collection and other dirty secrets, received and tallied the all-cash envelopes marked for the servant of God, and arranged the most delicate requests for the benefit of the royal family. But their main duty was to find young, beautiful children for the apostles to prey on. These women are known, but never acknowledged, throughout LLDM. Just as Samuel grew the church internationally, he institutionalized the role of the Vestals and the rape culture within LLDM. By the time Nason came to power in 2014, there were groups of women in each city the apostle frequently visited. And they were all working together to find young girls and boys to please him. A fact the press would latch onto when Nason was arrested in 2019.
Agents testified that the young girls were recruited from the Light of the World churches in the Southern California area, including this one in East Los Angeles, always invoking the apostle status as Jesus on earth to get the girls to submit to his sexual whims.
These women would trade pictures of the young girls under their care, asking one another if they think this one or that one would please the apostle more. They would send those pictures to the servant of God, who would pick and choose his prey like out of a catalog, which left quite a trail of evidence.
Ocampo requested that Jane Doe, number one, send her nude photos of herself because the servant of God, who is defendant Garcia, would be really happy if they sent pictures not wearing any clothes or something similar to that.
After the child has been chosen, the Vestal's job is to prepare him or her for the abuse. Often, one woman is charged with bringing the child to the apostle. Another bathes her and dresses her, instructing her how he likes to be touched and where. Another will be present directly after the abuse to ensure the victim believes that what just happened was all a huge blessing, or to scare her into silence if that didn't take. And then yet another would watch the child and their family in the weeks that followed to make sure the so-called blessing was kept under wraps. That is exactly what happened to Alondra Ocampo, the young girl we heard about at the beginning of the show, who was brought to Samuel by an older woman in the church when she was just 8 years old.
At the age of around eight, Alondra is sexually abused by Samuel. And that's just the beginning of the abuse. The abuse continues. But even then, when she's being abused, she's being told this is a blessing.
This is Fred Tiagaraja.
I'm a criminal defense lawyer. I'm a former prosecutor, and I've been doing criminal defense for the last 18 years in Southern California.
Mr. Tiagaraja came to represent Alondra Ocampo after Nason was arrested in 2019.
Nason wanted other attorneys that were friends with his lawyer to represent his co-defendants.
Alondra currently isn't speaking to the press, so her lawyer is the closest we could get.
This is just this very well-oiled brainwashing machine that is taking place for Alondra and all the other, you know, parishioners of LDF.
The abuse Alondra was subjected to when she was 8 years old at the hands of Samuel was just the beginning. Every time she went back to Mexico, or whenever the apostle traveled to Los Angeles, Samuel would ask for Alondra.
She's also being told, by the way, from her family and her friends and the church, that when the apostle wants something, it's not a sin. And she's already been preconditioned to believe this.
Like other LLDM members we've heard from, Alondra was born into the church. Her parents joined the East LA chapter when she was one.
That's all she's known since the age of one. And Alondra's parents, they were very lost, spiritually lost. Alondra told me that they, you know, prior to her birth, they had led a lifestyle that involved partying and drugs. And so they were seeking something that could give them purpose and some meaning. And this is the type of people that LLDM targets. They want people who want to latch on to something to provide meaning in their lives.
And latched on they did. Alondra, her parents and her four siblings made the church the center of their lives.
When Alondra and her parents and her family and her siblings were going to church services, it's 7 days a week. It's not just once a day, it's like five times a day. So it's all day, every day, church, 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 church.
Alondra excelled at life in LLDM. A sparkly, natural-born leader, she quickly became a devout follower. Eagerly participating in the church's chores, never missing any of the three daily services, and becoming a leader of the girls' youth group at LLDM's East LA Church.
Her entire life, all day long, she's being told that this one man is the voice of God, and everything this man says is the gospel truth, and everything he wants has to be fulfilled, and everything he says has to be obeyed. And that is hammered into her over and over and over and over again.
So when Alondra's abuse began, and she's told it's a blessing, she accepts this as true.
It's obviously painful and shameful, but at the same time, her brain is tricking her into believing, but this is what God wants, and this is holy.
And the abuse was brutal. While a young teenager, Alondra was raped so violently by Samuel with a blunt object that she became sterile. When he found out, he rejoiced. That way, she would always belong to him, and only to him.
Obviously, by the time she is in a position where he is telling her to do something, she's going to do it. Not only is she being brainwashed into this, all her siblings are being brainwashed into this, all her parents are being brainwashed into this, all her friends are being brainwashed into this.
And it was not just Samuel. another member of the royal family, took a shine to Alondra.
And basically sexually abused her.
When Asson found out about the abuse, he blamed Alondra.
Even though Alondra had no choice. She's being told by a member of the apostles' family, you have to do this for me. What's she going to do, say no to, you know, God's chosen one's family member?
As a result, Alondra found herself ostracized from the church and its inner circle for several years.
It became known that he was displeased with her, and then she was shunned.
Despite this fall from grace, she remained a devout member. So when Samuel passed in 2014, and freshly minted Apostle Nason called her back, Alondra was relieved to hear from the new chosen one. And Nason had a task for her, one that would help her get back into the royal family's good graces.
He said, listen, this is what I want you to do. I know you did, you know, I know you were a servant for my father. I want you to do similar things for me.
Similar things, but not the same things. Not exactly.
But now what I want you is I want you to help me find, you know, other girls.
Other girls to replicate and continue the cycle of abuse.
She was being instructed to find other women for Nason Joaquin the way she was found for his father.
We don't know exactly how this conversation went down or if Alondra hesitated. But we do know that shortly after Nason became apostle, 32-year-old Alondra was put in charge of a youth group in East LA, where she began grooming younger children. She knew what she was doing. It was the formula used on her, the one LDM had perfected since its beginnings.
She would send him pictures of the members, and then the ones that he found attractive, he told her, these are the girls I want you to target, for lack of a better word.
Loyal Alondra would become one of Nason's chief groomers for the 5 years of his tenure before his arrest. She helped him abuse younger and younger girls from LLDM's churches in LA. And Alondra was not Nason's only accomplice. More on that after the break.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's June 2019, and 37-year-old Alondra Ocampo is in her East Los Angeles apartment, preparing for her boss and pastor, Apostle Nason Joaquin, to grace the city with his presence. Nason was coming to Los Angeles for a little rest and relaxation after having celebrated his 50th birthday in Mexico like a true king. Alondra had spent the past days preparing, making sure everything was just right for his stay, prepping the apostles' East LA houses for him and making sure that he had the right entertainment to give him the welcome he deserved. That morning she was home, taking special care to get her looks just right, the way she knew he liked them. That's when she heard someone banging at the door.
Be
Prosecutors say the apostle, for all his religious glory, has always had women in the church who helped to recruit and groom young girls in their teens for him to abuse and rape. Prosecutors say Olandra Ocampo was one of them. She was arrested with Garcia last year.
Olandra Ocampo was taken to Linwood's Correctional Center on the same day Nason was arrested on the tarmac of LAX. She was charged with 26 felony counts, including forcible rape of a minor, forcible sexual penetration, human trafficking by procuring a child to engage in a lewd act, production and distribution of child pornography, and contact with a minor for a sexual offense. Her bail was set at $25 million, and her arrest was just the tip of the iceberg. Even though LLDM is untouchable in Mexico, it turns out the state of California was paying attention. And several young women, known as the Jane Doe's 1-5, have come forward. With testimonies of the apostles' many abuses and the complicity of the groomers who made it all possible. The victims' testimonies at the pretrial motions were emotional and brutal.
No tuviste compasión por ella. Al entregarla al depravado, tu corazón arruinaron la vida de mi hija.
Did you not have compassion for her when you handed her over? You deceived her. You and Nason ruined my daughter's life. But there is a chance, a small chance, that Olandra and some of the groomers may find redemption.
And can you understand how she would be able to recruit other young girls?
I do. I do because I believe she was brainwashed. I do believe that. I believe all the girls were because I was.
On our next episode, we will further explore Olandra's ordeal and the role of the apostles' accomplices in LLDM's institutional culture of rape and abuse. Sacred Scandal, La Luz del Mundo is a production of Exile Content Studio in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and is hosted by me, Roberta Garza. Produced by Sabine Jansen with the help of Stella Emmett, Reynolds Gutierrez, and Ana Isabel Octavio. Written by myself and writer also. Research by Roberta Garza. Additional reporting by Florencia González Guerra García. Engineering by Hugo Mendoza and Sabine Jansen. Sound design by Pache Quiñones. Original music by Patrick Hart. Editor by Ryder Alsop and Rose Reed. Executive producers are Rose Reed, Carmen Graterol, Isaac Lee, and Nando Villa. Daniel Batista oversees audio at Exile Content Studio. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Vances and Arlene Santana. Sacred Scandal was created by Melanie Bartley and Paula Barros. Special thanks to Monk Music Studios. For more podcasts, go to iHeart Radio app or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.